You're listening to an African Elements top news story for May 29, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why is the Black wealth gap widening for young Gen Z? Many young Black and Latino Americans hold grand financial dreams. However, new studies show that these ambitions are hit by a major wall. The Julian Bond Institute for Financial Equity Research released a report in May 2026. This study reveals that young minority adults have high financial goals but face an outdated system. They possess the same drive as their peers but lack access to basic wealth-building tools. This crisis is highly visible in Washington, D.C. The nation's capital shows the widest racial wealth gap in recent history. Inflation has made this divide even worse for working families. To understand why this division exists, one must look deep into the past. Historical policies have deliberately stripped assets from minority families for centuries. The Julian Bond Institute conducted a nationwide survey of financial futures in cooperation with NORC at the University of Chicago. The survey evaluated Gen Z, defined as young adults between 18 and 28, and millennials, aged 29 to 44. The results show a massive drive for entrepreneurship among minority youth. For instance, 67% of Black Gen Z and 55% of Hispanic Gen Z aim to own a business. Only 34% of White Gen Z share this same dream. Yet, the road to these goals remains blocked. This disconnect shows that ambition is not the issue. Instead, the problem lies in systemic barriers that block access to capital. Young minority families are striving to build a future, but they lack the necessary financial tools. They must start their economic journeys without the safety nets that white peers often enjoy. Homeownership remains another area with a massive divide. While 86% of Americans view owning a home as a primary goal, actual achievement is highly unequal. Only 23% of Black millennials who wanted a home have successfully bought one. Meanwhile, 51% of white millennials have achieved this milestone. This shows a huge gap between the dreams of young minority families and their economic reality. This divide is closely tied to the inheritance gap. 77% of Black Gen Z and 70% of Hispanic Gen Z aim to pass wealth to their children to build the strength of Black families. However, only 18% of Black and 20% of Hispanic Gen Z expect to receive any inheritance. In contrast, 33% of White Gen Z expect to inherit family wealth. This lack of generational support forces minority youth to build assets entirely on their own. Without inherited safety nets, young families are highly vulnerable to inflation. When emergency expenses arise, they often have no savings to draw from. And consequently, many workers must look to their retirement accounts for survival. Tapping these funds early has severe long-term financial consequences. It permanently reduces the retirement balance and stops the growth of compound interest. According to the 2025 Retirement Confidence Survey, 29% of Black workers made hardship withdrawals. These workers access their workplace retirement plans to cover basic day-to-day expenses. In contrast, only 15% of non-Black workers had to take this emergency step. This disparity shows how financial fragility forces families to sacrifice future security. They must use tomorrow's retirement money to survive today's high prices. While the wealth gap is a national issue, Washington, D.C., represents the extreme epicenter. White households in the D.C. area hold a median net worth of $284,000. In contrast, Black households hold a median net worth of just $3,500. This means white families possess 81 times the wealth of Black families in the capital. This massive local divide begins with daily earnings. A report by the D.C. Fiscal Policy Institute showed that white workers earned a median hourly wage of $52.69 in 2024. Meanwhile, Black workers earned $29.61, and Latino workers earned $28.79. This income gap makes saving for the future nearly impossible. Furthermore, Black residents are much more likely to be unemployed than their white neighbors. This economic chasm in the nation's capital is not a natural market outcome. It was structurally designed through historical policies. During the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln signed the District of Columbia Compensated Emancipation Act of 1862. This act freed enslaved people in the district. However, it paid white loyalist enslavers up to $300 for each person they lost. The newly freed black Americans received no compensation at all. They were given no land, no cash, and no transition resources. From the very start of free society, white families were paid, while black families started with zero. This laid an unequal foundation that grew worse over time. Long before emancipation, black codes had already restricted black workers in the city. These laws barred black residents from holding business licenses, limiting them to manual labor. This legally suppressed early black entrepreneurs who wanted to build businesses. The end of the Civil War did not bring true economic freedoms. Instead, the Reconstruction era failed to end slavery in its economic form. Freed people faced new systems of forced labor and land theft. White landowners used debt and sharecropping to keep black families poor. The promises of land redistribution, such as the famous 40 acres and a mule, never happened. Without land, black families had to work as sharecroppers under white landowners. This system kept families in a constant cycle of debt and poverty. Over the generations, this initial disadvantage grew larger. While white families inherited land and property, black families had to rebuild in every generation. This historic denial of assets is the primary driver of today's wealth gap. In the 20th century, housing segregation became the main tool of economic exclusion. As black families moved to D.C. during the Great Migration, developers used racial covenants. These were legal clauses written into property deeds. They prohibited the sale, lease, or rental of homes to black, Latino, or Asian people. The Supreme Court ruled judicial enforcement of these covenants unconstitutional in 1948. However, private real estate actors bypassed this ruling. Developers and brokers continued to write covenants into deeds for decades. They formed private clubs and mathematical scoring systems to exclude minority buyers. Banks used these private deed records to deny mortgages to black buyers. This private discrimination kept black families confined to under-resourced neighborhoods. The post-World War II housing boom was a major wealth generator for white Americans. However, black veterans were systematically shut out of these benefits. The Servicemen's Readjustment Act, known as the GI Bill, was run by local state offices. Local officials routinely rejected black veterans, claims for low-cost mortgages, and tuition assistance. At the same time, the federal government practiced redlining. The Homeowners Loan Corporation drew red lines on maps around minority neighborhoods. Banks refused to issue mortgages in these redline zones, starving black areas of investment. This prevented black families from buying suburban homes, which became the main source of middle-class wealth. In the late 20th century, government policies shifted from segregation to active disinvestment. Sociologist Tanya Golash-Boza outlines how D.C. neighborhoods faced severe abandonment. Public policy prioritized highly punitive policing and the war on drugs instead of funding schools or local businesses. This decimated the emerging black middle class through mass incarceration. This state abandonment caused property values to drop in black neighborhoods. Later, wealthy, predominantly white buyers bought up this undervalued real estate. This process of gentrification priced out multi-generational black residents. Consequently, black families lost their homes and community spaces, while new residents gained massive property equity. Today, young entrepreneurs of color face modern banking barriers that limit their business growth. Black and Latino business owners face disproportionately high loan rejection rates. According to the Federal Reserve, black entrepreneurs are denied commercial loans at twice the rate of white owners. This makes it very difficult to start or expand a business. Furthermore, modern lending relies heavily on automated credit scoring models that repeat historical bias. Banks also require physical collateral, such as home equity, to secure small business loans. Because of past housing discrimination, minority founders have fewer assets to leverage. Branch closures in minority neighborhoods have also destroyed the local relationships needed to secure early-stage capital. Addressing this gap requires structural solutions rather than just personal financial literacy. One promising tool is baby bonds, which are publicly funded trust accounts established at birth. These accounts are seeded with a government deposit and grow through progressive annual contributions. When the child turns 18, they can use the funds to buy a home, go to college, or start a business. DC lawmakers passed the Child Wealth Building Act of 2021 to implement this program. However, the program has faced administrative and funding delays. Mayor Muriel Bowser proposed to repeal the act in her FY 2026 budget. In addition, government agencies have struggled with data sharing hurdles regarding Medicaid records. A clerical error also mistakenly zeroed out the program's funding in the city's financial plan. The findings from the Julian Bond Institute show that desire is not the problem. Young Black and Latino Americans possess the ambition and drive to succeed. However, they are playing a game on a board that was tilted against them long ago. The historical architecture of exclusion must be actively dismantled through public policy. True economic equity will require targeted down payment assistance, baby bonds, and fair lending practices. Hard work alone cannot overcome centuries of systemic asset denial. Until access matches ambition, the racial wealth gap will continue to divide the nation. To push for these changes, the community must continue to fight for political representation and power to enact lasting structural reform. Copyright, African Elements.